DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app that you can download at your App Store, your Google Play Store, your Apple App Store. Download it. It is free. Once it's downloaded, you search for WILK News Radio, you favorite us, and that's it. That's all you have to do. It works seamlessly with your CarPlay digital. Don't have to worry about the signal going in and out. It's just you get us anywhere, anytime, any place. You can also listen to us anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search The Rob O'Donnell Show, and we are there. And your smart speakers, you could just ask them to play WILK News Radio, and it will be live, whatever we're playing at that moment. You ask it to play, and hopefully it's between 3 and 6 weekdays here with our team. How's everybody doing on this Tuesday, December 9th, 2025? It is 26 degrees. Man, it was cold this morning. Huh? It was -1 at my house. Rose up pretty quick, and it's supposed to continue to rise a little bit into more seasonable temperatures, but it was just downright angry this morning. So hopefully you were bundled up and you got out. It is 3:10. From everything I'm gathering, and I know the advanced team with the motorcade is here, the President or Air Force One should be in our area in the late 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock hour. That's what I'm gathering just from my sources and from the President's schedule. That's put out to shows where he'll be and when. He has an appearance at 3:15 away from here. And then his next appearance is at 6 o'clock at Mount Airy Casino. So because of that 3:15 appearance and the time frame it would take him to get to a couple of points and then to here, I'm thinking the 4:45, 5 o'clock realm will be something that we'll have to be careful of for our area. So right around that 5 o'clock hour, you don't want to be on the roads here. 81 north, 81 south, because they'll close both sides down most of the time. 80, 380, 84 interchange down to 380 and all the way down to Mount Airy. So if you don't have to be on the roads or could take alternate routes, I would highly advise it. And you figure 6:15 start, 7 o'clock finish up, then move back. I mean, you're talking 8:30, maybe as late as 9 if there's any stops. As far as coming back and getting out of here. So, again, you don't need to be on the road. Don't be on the road. But we're going to talk about that and a lot of things here. This Friday, we have a 3-hour limited interrupted special in the interest of justice. Jay, can you play that promo? Well, maybe we can't. It's all right. This feature is by Figured Law Firm. It's going to be this Friday, December 12th, beginning at 3 o'clock. The 3 to 6, it's going to be the entire show. We're going to have Emmy Award-winning actress Martha Byrne McMahon, who will join me about her family being the target of the Department of Justice and how her husband, a decorated NYPD 9/11 sergeant, turned private investigator, was scapegoated by the FBI, received a full unconditional presidential pardon, and upon appeal to the Department of Justice, all charges were vacated by the Department of Justice. So that's going to be a limited interrupted special. We are going to have a former senior agent in charge of the FBI for that very office as a call-in guest during that show. We're going to have Congressman Mike Lawler, the congressman for the Burns McMahons, call into that show. And you'll hear all about it this Friday. So be sure to tune in this Friday, Friday, December 12th, beginning at 3 p.m. Any luck with it? No? Yeah.
O'Donnell Show. What happens when the FBI puts egos and reputation before the interest of justice? When federal agents make valuable assets targets because of negligence? NYPD hero turned private investigator Michael McMahon and his wife, three-time Emmy Award-winning actress Martha Byrne McMahon, are ready to talk about the fight of their lives. In the interest of justice, the Rob O'Donnell Special on WILK News Radio, Friday, December 12th, brought to you with limited commercial interruptions, powered by Figured Law Firm.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, and hopefully you guys are here to join us on that. I know it's Friday. I know it's the holiday season, but it's going to be great great radio to come in. And to hear the story, you won't believe some of the things that go on. And doesn't matter who you are, how set up you are in life, the government can destroy you with the quick swipe of a pen. And it happens too often, so... And when we can get involved to right those wrongs, we do. And we're going to tell you all about it this Friday. So I dug into this because it appears there's a whole bunch of different versions of this Enhanced Affordable Care Act premiums that are being discussed now. Now, Democrats in the Senate are demanding a three-year extension the way it is currently right now. In the House, there is a bipartisan bill to have a two-year extension, but with some guardrails put on the enhanced premium tax credits, the EPTCs they're called. And then there's also a one-year bill, also with some guardrails to put this in. And I did a little more research on this. Now, listen, no one is looking to take away the tax credits for the Affordable Care Act. The only thing that's on the table here is the enhanced premium tax credits that were written by Democrats, a Democrat House, a Democrat Senate, a Democrat administration, to sunset the end of 2025. It was COVID era. The American Rescue Plan Act and the Inflation Reduction Act was written in to enhance these premium tax credits. What it did is it removed the income cap, opening up to pretty much anyone. And I'll break that down for you, because some of the things that I was digging into, that early retirees looking to maximize Social Security benefits and need in temporary health care as a Medicare bridge, it's called, a factor in the temporary enhanced premium tax credits Democrats want to make permanent. Early retirees fall within the 50 to 64 age subgroup, and it's estimated around 5.2 million in 2024, likely similar in 2025, or roughly 21% of total enrollees. So here's people in their 50s to 64 years old that have been able to retire early. They said, hey, we got a good enough nest egg that we can step back and retire, or maybe they lost their jobs and just decided to retire early because of COVID, but they had that cushion to do that. They were going to wait out Social Security because they could take it at an earlier age, but it would be maxed out. I believe you could start taking it at 62, but you'll get the lowest amount of Social Security that you get. If you wait until you're 67, I believe, or 69, I think 72 is the where you max out there, you get more Social Security. And I've crunched these numbers for myself. And for myself, I am taking Social Security, if it's still available, the soonest I can. For a myriad of factors, but that's just what myself and the people that I talk to have recommended. So 21% of total enrollees in this enhanced premium tax credit in the Affordable Care Act, 5.2 million are in that group. 13% of that, or 3.5 million of EPTC recipients, also make above the 400% poverty limit that was newly established under ARPA and the Inflation Reduction Act, creating the enhanced premium tax credits. So 5.2 million or 21% are in that 50 to 64 subgroup. They have a good enough nest egg to where they could retire early, and they just need a Medicare bridge until they can receive Medicare with Social Security when they finally pull that plug. They're maximizing their Social Security and they need health care. 13%, again, or 3.5 million, also make above the 400% poverty limit. Now, anyone 400% or below always qualified for the premium tax credits under the Affordable Care Act. Now, what the enhanced premium tax credits did, says you could make over 400% of the poverty level, the poverty limit, and you could still apply for this. Now, due to the enhanced credits, nobody even at 400 federal poverty level or higher pays full sticker price. The 400% federal poverty number is 60,240 single, 81,760 for a couple. No longer a cliff. They're just at a point where your required contribution reaches a maximum of 8.5% of the income. So if you make under those numbers, you still qualify, like you always did, for the Affordable Care Act premium tax credits. The enhanced premium tax credits are different. Now, here's the way this works. If you're a single person, 62 years old, and your annual premium is $15,800, subsidies end around $187,000 income level, because at 8.5%, which you're required to pay for your health care, comes to $13.16 a month. So anything over $187,000, you'll be paying your full premium. So again, you could be making $170,000 a year as a single individual, and you're having the taxpayer foot your bill for your health care under the enhanced premium tax credits. If you're a couple, both 62, and your combined premium is $28,400, subsidies end around $400,000 of joint income. So you're a couple, 62 years old, and you make $380,000, and some taxpayer who makes $50,000 or $60,000 is helping pay for your health insurance. There's a problem here, and this needs to be greatly looked at. This is not COVID anymore. The world is not ending. It's not a worldwide pandemic. I agree that the enhanced premium tax credit should be focused on who they need to help most, but it should not include people who are retiring early and just waiting out to maximize their Social Security. And it's definitely not made for someone making $187,000 as an individual or $400,000 as a couple. So why are taxpayers subsidizing health care for an individual making that sort of money? $187,000 per year, or a couple making $400,000 per year? So I agree, we need to look at the enhanced premium tax credits. Let's look at it at its face value. It has saved the Affordable Care Act. It has patched it, not saved it, but it has patched it to bring it to this level. There is no replacement for it at this time. So let's focus on the middle and low income people, the people in most need that need this assistance. Again, not people who had enough nest egg to retire early, and not enough people making $180,000 or $400,000 as a couple. It's just not made for that. It was never made for that. And it's not fair to you or I, who may have a work-based plan that we're also paying into, that our company pays into as a benefit for us in lieu of more salary. But I doubt a lot of you out there are making $400,000 expecting the taxpayer to pay for your health insurance. So just something to think about. There needs to be guardrails on this. There no doubt needs to be guardrails. And there's plenty of things that can be done to fix that. There's plenty of things that could be done to fix that. And, you know, let me see if I can pull it up real quick, because we have to go to a break. I don't have it in front of me now. So again, there needs to be guardrails. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Let me tell you about my friends over at Monk Heating and Air Conditioning. Listen, I got one of those new Mitsubishi electric heat pump systems, those split air ductless systems. This thing's just phenomenal. It is literally my primary source of heat. If you're looking to save some money on your heating and cooling bill, I did the math. This thing is half the cost to run as my propane-fired boiler and propane-fired fireplaces that don't use any electric. My boiler does, but not my fireplaces. I did my kilowatts per hour. I compared it to what I'm paying per gallon for propane and how efficient the system was and crunched the numbers. And sure enough, I got the bill from my PP&L, and for the past 2 months, it's 17% lower than it was the same 2 months last year. That would be October and November. I don't have December's yet, but I'll let you know when I get it. And these things just work phenomenal. You kick them on, and they fire up, and they are heating that room within a minute or two. Once it hits the temperature it needs to, it just goes into a holding pattern, turns on and off as it needs to. Now, I have my fireplaces and obviously my whole house boiler working where it should, but it's just set much lower. My boiler's set, my household thermostats are set at 60 degrees because I use these as my primary. Now, it keeps the house up at, you know, 68, 69, 70 degrees where we are comfortable at home. And it's just worked great. And I've seen the financial savings. Not only that, I get up to $2,000 rebate on my tax returns for 2025 because of the high efficiency system that this is. And PP&L sends a rebate check because of the high efficiency system that is. So if you have anything that needs to be done with your heating and air conditioning, have Rob, Taylor, Jim, Lauren, contact them over at Monk, the family name that's there, and see what they could do for you. Tell them what you're looking to do, and they will walk you through it. They'll come out, they'll measure everything, and put you right in the right direction. It's just phenomenal how they work. And with under 5 hours, I had the system set up. So check them out at monkhvac.com. That's monkhvac.com, and see what they can do for you. So it's funny, because as Governor Josh Shapiro grandstands on his TikTok videos all the time, how, you know, members of Congress and the administration is looking to take your Medicaid away and they're looking to reduce your benefits and such. Well, you should read between the lines of what he's saying, because thousands of low-income Pennsylvanians will face new barriers to weight loss drugs like Ozempic under a more quietly announced by the Shapiro administration last month that projected to save the state hundreds of millions of dollars. However, opponents are maintaining wide access to the drug produces greater savings by reducing obesity rates and lowering the risk related to conditions like heart disease. Yes, the Shapiro administration on the state level is limiting or doing away with Ozempic and GLP-1 drugs for low-income people that use Medicare or Medicaid. They say that they want to prevent severe illness, said a representative in Pennsylvania, also to active emergency physician. And unfortunately, this is an example where the restricting access in a way that we likely lead to more severe illness and lead health was a well-being.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled BABBEL.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Among our fellow Pennsylvanians. So the announcement also came less than 2 weeks after Democrat Governor Josh Shapiro and state lawmakers agreed to a 4-month late budget deal in which state spending was a key disagreement. You didn't hear anything about this, did you? Pennsylvania spent $223 million on GLP-1 prescriptions for diabetes treatment for Medicaid recipients in 2022, the year before they were approved for weight loss. The Department of Health told reporters earlier this year that in just 2 years later, in 2024, the prescription cost the state $650 million and were projected to double this year. So what did the Shapiro administration do? Well, he proposed ending obesity coverage in his budget proposal this year that would limit state costs. The DHS secretary for Pennsylvania told House lawmakers during the spring budget hearings, she said the administration wanted to ensure the drugs are used appropriately by those who need it most. Under the new policy, the Commonwealth still will pay for GLP-1 to treat diabetes and a handful of other conditions, but now many patients it covers is unclear. DHS provides cost estimates for the policy shift, projecting the state will save about $380 million. So here's the thing. If you're taking one of these GLP-1s strictly for weight loss, oh, the state Medicaid will not cover it anymore. Medicare and Medicaid will not cover it anymore. If you need it for your diabetes control, they will. But again, there's goes the argument that a lot of us have with our insurance companies when it comes to what they cover and for what conditions they cover it for. But it's interesting that you have the governor grandstanding on his TikTok videos day in and day out about Medicaid cuts and Medicare cuts and looking out for the people of Pennsylvania when he himself is sneakingly removing the coverage of these drugs for weight loss. Now, I don't disagree with this premise because a lot of private insurance companies also do not pay for GLP-1 drugs simply for weight loss. You have to have an alternative diagnosis for type 2 diabetes or other conditions that it may affect as well. So it's interesting, and at least three other states, California, New Hampshire, and North Carolina, have recently limited or plan to throttle access to GLP-1 drugs for weight loss, according to health policy experts around the country. So it just goes to show, as he's waving his hand over here saying, look at me, look how great we're doing, look how bad these other people are, he's sneaking in very much of the same cuts. Again, for financial reasons, he's looking out because he's had to deal with a less budget because of those negotiations there. But, you know, why are we reading about this and not hearing about it in the news? Why isn't he getting up on his TikTok video and said, hey, people of Pennsylvania, this is the deal. This is how much we're spending. This is how much we're going to save. We still want people to get the health benefits of the GLP-1 drugs for diabetes and for underlying conditions, chronic illnesses that they have. But simply for weight loss, well, we have other plans for you. Listen, there's nutrition counseling. There's exercise regimens that you can get on. Listen, we know the routines. It's easy to take a shot and lose weight, but if it's not a routine, if it's not a lifestyle, as soon as it's done, you're going to simply gain that weight back. And very few people, there are, but very few people turn that weight loss, that dramatic weight loss from GLP-1 drugs into a lifestyle. And without that change, you just, you weigh less, but you're still the same person. You're still that unhealthy. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Well, people are pretty pissed off at the PPL Electric Utilities raising the average residential bill by roughly 7%, and as they should be. They are also urging the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission to reject that proposal. During a public hearing at the University of Scranton's Brennan Hall, several elected officials also voiced strong opposition against PPL's proposal. And let's be honest, PPL Utilities, which provides electricity to about 1.5 million customers in 29 counties in eastern and central Pennsylvania, back in September, they filed notice of its intention to hike effective rates in efforts to generate annual revenue increases of $356 million. Now, in October, Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission voted to suspend and investigate the proposed rate increase. The move prompted the PUC to organize 7 in-person and telephone hearings to gather public input. You know, they just had one right here. Another one will be held locally December 18th at 6 p.m. at Wilkes University Henry Student Center. According to the PUC, the change would increase the total monthly bill for an average residential customer using 918 kilowatt hours from $177 to $189. The total bill for commercial customer receiving default service from PPL services using 1,000 kilowatt hours with a maximum demand of 3 kilowatts would increase from $161 to $170, or about 5.3%, the company said. Now, PPL officials state the increase will help the company make necessary investments to build and maintain a stronger, smarter, and more resilient electric grid to better withstand increasing severe weather, prevent outages, and improve service to customers. Well, here's the thing. Maybe if PPL was more proactive in going out and cutting the dead ash trees that line their power lines, every storm, we wouldn't have trees coming down, ripping out power lines. I have had more power outages in the past 4 years, probably even less than that, maybe 3 years, than I've had in the 22 years that I've lived here. Power very rarely went out up by me. Now it's an every storm occurrence, every storm occurrence. And it's all, listen, right across the street from my house, there's probably 6 dead ash trees. I've called them time and time again. And I said, listen, they're dead. They're leaning on the over the power lines. When a storm comes, they're going to break and take these lines out. So far, 3 of those 6 trees have come down and ripped the power lines down. And there's still 3 trees there. And I'm like, you come out to cut the trees off the wires and restring the wires. Why don't you just cut the other 3 dead trees right there, right in front of you? Oh, we can't do that. We're only here to take care of the issue. It's crazy. Maybe if they did that, they would have a more improved and be able to deal with increasing severe weather. But let's say what this really is. They're shoring up the system for data centers and these commercial uses that are coming in that they need to beef up the systems anyway. And that shouldn't be on the back of you or I. That shouldn't be on our shoulders. That should be on these data centers. It should be the property owners selling that property to the data centers. Listen, you want to put a data center there? If they're not producing their own power, which they should, and the only way I support them is if they do, but it doesn't appear that that's in any of the designs that we've seen just yet, except for a few. Well, if you're the landowner selling that land for a profit and riding off into the sunset, well, you provide the beefed up power grid to get power to these locations, not us, not the homeowners, not the residents. We should be benefiting from this. And again, it shouldn't be put in residential areas. There's plenty of room for it outside of residential areas. They need to provide their own power. This way, it's not a burden on the supply system, because I'm telling you right now, if these data centers, if these any industry, if they're not supplying or bringing their own power or paying for increased power to their area, it is going to be on the shoulders of us, because once that demand exceeds supply, those prices go up. It's just simple economics, and it holds true every time. So if you can get to one of these meetings, I highly recommend you do. I would imagine we're looking at some sort of increase, no doubt. But since the PUC seems that they're listening, let's make sure we're heard and get to these meetings. It's 3:42 here at WILK. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio on this Tuesday, December 9th, 2025, 26 degrees. It is 3:47. I'm just keeping an eye on traffic there. And again, my guess, and it's just that, is they will start affecting us somewhere in the late 4 o'clock hour. and obviously all the way into the, these are going to be rolling stoppages on 81 North and South down to the 83, 80, 84 interchange and down onto 380 heading towards Mount Pocono. So, and again, it usually affects both directions. So just be aware, and it's going to be right at the rush hour time. I'm afraid he is scheduled to speak at 6 o'clock or just after 6 o'clock at Mount Airy. So we'll keep you updated on that. I did get a bunch of text messages. Somebody said about the trees that PPNL should be addressing. Absolutely, they should be going out and cutting down these trees around the power lines. Thank you for saying it. They want us to do it at $1,000 a tree. Somebody said, Rob, down in Schuylkill County, there's tree branches pulling wires halfway to the ground all around. Somebody else said, Rob, all the utilities asking for rate hikes this year, turnpike hike. I feel defeated. Any politician that can fight against rate hikes and constant turnpike toll increases has my vote. They really need to do something. And the turnpike, they got some deal going on with them where it's a guaranteed toll increase, you know, for the next years to come. So we definitely need to look into that and check that out. I did get a text message on this the other day asking me, you know, how is this okay? A lot of grocery stores, and here there's a story, pennies are in demand, grocery stores adapt as coins become more scarce. Now, as the growing penny shortage creates challenges for retailers, grocery stores seek to make sense of it all. The Mint in Philadelphia pressed its final penny for circulation November 12th, ending the coin's 232-year production run. But businesses are looking how they deal with this. So, co-owner to Garrity's, which operates 10 supermarkets and 6-8 Ace Hardware stores in Lackawanna, Luzerne, and Northampton counties, noted the stores have looked for shoppers for help. We're asking customers to use exact change. If they have rolls of pennies and they want to bring them in, we'll purchase them. He also anticipates implementing a rounding policy for cash transactions that don't involve exact change. Specifically, if a customer order ends in a 6 or 7 or in a 1 or 2, that will round down to the nearest 5 or 0, he said. If it ends in the 3 or 4 or an 8 or 9, it'll round up to the nearest 5 or 10 cent. Somebody called, texted here complaining about that, saying their local grocer was doing that, rounding it up or down, and can they do that? Well, I guess they can pick their prices, but as far as giving change, I don't know. It's 3:50 here, time for the Bloomberg. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It is 3:54. I'm hearing that there's an ongoing hearing right now in Lackawanna County Court where some residents of the Hill section of Scranton have sued the Scranton City Council in regard to the Geisinger CMC zoning ordinance and submitted an injunction to stay the vote that's supposed to take place tonight. So I understand that hearing is ongoing right now in Judge Gibbons' chambers. So if I could find out more information for it, I will. I started catching wind of this earlier today, and I posted a little something of it on my Facebook page. But I'm hearing that hearing is still going on. I'm being told that hearing is going on right now as we speak, and it could be very substantial. I believe it's looking for a 30-day stay, and the complaint alleges that the city administration, including city council and the mayor, have violated the Pennsylvania municipal law by bypassing the zoning board for this zoning ordinance change that, again, did in fact bypass the zoning board. So, we'll let the lawyer bigwigs pick it out. But if you're headed over to Scranton City Council tonight to have your voice heard, I'll be watching that meeting because, the residents of Lackawanna County, the residents of Scranton have been showing up to have themselves heard. And they do have valid concerns. And again, not a single person has ever said they don't want greater health care services. It's just how this has been gone about is raising a lot of suspicion. So that's ongoing now. I just figured I'd give you an update on that. And again, if you're headed to the meeting tonight and you're deciding to talk publicly, you maybe ask if they have any update on that hearing today. I would imagine city lawyers are there, right? Well, I would guess. So there's more information coming out. Well, there's a lot of information coming out about the DC pipe bomb suspect, Brian Cole Jr. From all accounts from neighbors and people who knew him in school, was an extremely awkward individual, but his online presence showed a secret online life obsessing over My Little Pony. And this is a 30-year-old man. And even high school classmates of this individual said that in his later years in high school had a My Little Pony backpack that he got made fun of for having, and you could assume that you would. Not that it's right or wrong, but, you know, if you're a 17 or 18-year-old guy in high school and you're walking around in a My Little Pony backpack, you could pretty much assume that something's going to be said to you, or at least behind you. Also, it's been a lot of talk that in the documents that have been found in the FBI, that the former FBI under the Biden administration knew who this person was. And for whatever reason, didn't act on it, for whatever reason, didn't pursue it, for whatever reason, and we don't know those reasons. But documents that are coming out now that this is now a viable court case and the arrest has been made are showing that this person was on their radar very early in this investigation. So supposedly, as per the article, he's seemingly obsessed with these toys marketed to young girls, creating art of plastic pony dolls, remixes of songs about them, and writing fan fiction dedicated to them. Now, there's a whole culture that surrounds about this. His work spread across various social media accounts linked to his email address and phone number. Posting as, it says his names here that he used on these online chats. But he apparently uploaded 87 pictures of My Little Pony fan art to one forum showing various pony and unicorn characters, one depicting a bionic leg brace, and he appears to favor pink or purple ponies with long, multicolored manes, as per the evidence. One post, a Star Wars-inspired pony, says in a speech bubble, "I'm not cute, I'm deadly," with a reference to an online Star Wars video game, The Old Republic. A Tumblr account focused on My Little Pony art, which used one of Cole's usernames of a pony with an M60 machine gun, writing, "I'd give her an RPG, what can I say? Explosions are cool," referencing a rocket-propelled grenade launcher. This was about the time that these bombs were supposedly placed. So, these are some of the things that they're finding out about this individual, and it's the subculture that they're called are bronies. Subculture of bronies is a very online and unique and attracted by a lot of male fans who are breaking gender norms, which attracted a lot of attention. But bronies, I guess, is the culture around being fixated on My Little Ponies. So first I'm reading about it. I'm sure it's the first you're hearing about it. But this is just getting more and more bizarre as it goes on. He has worked for his father's bail bonds company, and that's what we know at this point. It's 4:00.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to Plansmore, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.